B-Pod Studios.
B-Pod.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
B-Pod.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Headlines.
The Celtics falling one win short of becoming the first NBA team to rally from an 0-3 series deficit. The Miami Heat take Game 7 in TD Garden last night, 103-84. Jason Tatum suffered an ankle injury on the first possession of the game, held to just 14 points. Jaylen Brown had 19 to lead the Celtics, but also turned the ball over 8 times. Miami moves on to face Denver in the NBA Finals starting on Thursday. Philadelphia 76ers set to name former Raptors coach Nick Nurse as their new head coach, replacing Doc Rivers. After a day off to do some laundry after a 9-game road trip, Red Sox back at Fenway to host the Reds in a 3-game series starting tonight. Brian Baio gets the start, 7-10 first pitch. Sox over the weekend promoting prospect Marcelo Mayer to AA Portland. In the NHL last night, the Vegas Golden Knights head to the Stanley Cup Final. After they beat Dallas 6-0 in Game 6, Vegas will take on the Florida Panthers in Game 1 on Saturday, both franchises seeking their first ever Stanley Cup. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the legendary broiled sirloin tips at the 99, hand-cut and marinated with their secret recipe. Or try them smothered with sautéed onions, peppers, and mushrooms. The 99, always the real deal. I'm Ryan Johnston on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in around 30 minutes.
In season.
One thing where the Celtics should have had the event.
Or off season.
You got Patriots news.
No station keeps you connected to Boston sports like we do.
Whatever, okay.
98.5 The Sports Hub. This
hello
is
oh my god
Toucher and Rich.
Boston's on fire.
Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Derek White moves to the Grant Williams left side. Anders to Rob Williams diagonal back to Tatum who dives in and misses the layup. And Miami has the rebound. Tatum missed the layup. Jimmy Butler into the offensive end. Drop back to Caleb Martin. Martin steps back away from Derek White and hits another three, and that will sit everybody down.
What a swing that is.
And the reality settling in.
It was the issue. You know, I think this was a team in last year that, what was reported was correct. It's a partial tear and a tendon that's, I don't know the name of the tendon, but it's coming out of my elbow. And unfortunately, you used a lot to shoot. So when I'm shooting, I'm having a lot of pain.
Is that something you're going to need surgically corrected?
That's something that I'm going to consider now.
Well, I guess no more late nights, so that's all right. That's the one little benefit. Although I have to be honest, I mean, as much as I'm sure the NBA is BS that out of the matchups that they could have gotten here for the final, you know, out of the final four, it's probably the one they wanted the least.
I know.
You wanted Lakers Celtics first, no question. And then you wanted Lakers or you wanted Celtics. But Miami versus Denver.
Yeah.
Not the biggest.
Both the NHL and the NBA got screwed this year.
Oh, yeah. Man, how great is that Bruce Cassidy's in the final again? This is just, I mean, as I said, as a Bruins fan, you got to be rooting for the guy, especially because they're going up against the Panthers. Although, unless you're one of those people, it's like, you want the team that beat you to win it all.
I'm not one of those guys.
No. You don't want that.
I don't want Florida to win.
Let me ask this, Ryan, real quick before we get to the recaps. If Bruce Cassidy ends up winning a Stanley Cup, are you pissed that they let him go?
No, because honestly, I don't think the Bruins win the Stanley Cup with him this year.
Yeah, there was enough.
I mean, it's pretty clear that the team was not going to get over the hump with him.
Right, but what about next year? Because a lot of the guys who had a problem with him doesn't mean that they would be on this roster much longer. My opinion of it has been, if getting rid of Bruce Cassidy meant you could get Pastrnak to sign his deal here, then it was worth it. Like if Pastrnak was one of the guys that had a problem with the way Bruce Cassidy coached, then I would say it was worth it. But outside of that, man,
I think Bruce Cassidy is going to, in the long run, turn out to be like a Peter Laviolette, like a Mike Keenan back in the day, where you bring him in and for 2 or 3 years he can get the most out of your guys, and then everybody gets tired of it.
He's Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah. He's a hard ass. He's going to be tough to play for over the long run. But those first 2 or 3 years, you bring him into a good situation, he can get you there.
How many teams has Laviolette coached?
He's about to be on number five now. Because he's going to get the Rangers job, it sounds like.
And way back in the day, he was on that Philadelphia team that beat the Bruins in 2010 that came back from 3-0 down.
Oh, yeah.
He's been everywhere.
It was a kick in the ass. All right. Well, Nick was outside of the TD Garden last night. Speaking of kicks in the ass, let's take a listen. Let's go to the recap, shall we?
On the court, the Celtics can get double teamed. Off the court, the fans are double fisting.
I'm a Celtics fan, and I'm off the hook.
This is the Toucher and Rich Drunken Celtics Recap.
I took off with 6 minutes left. Even me, I was just like, all right, well, there was no
need sticking around at that point. By the way, I forgot Laviolette's stint with the Islanders at the beginning.
Right.
This will be number six.
And Laviolette was the coach at Providence for the Bruins at one point.
Yes. They had a lot of success down there.
Yeah. I took off last night pre-Pritchard, but post-Hauser.
And that's just when Nick's job is starting.
Yep. Well, actually, Nick did a recap. We're not going to play with a guy who was outside with 5 minutes left. In the game, and the guy's like, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. Nick's like, you're not going to do it. Maybe I'll play that later. I was pretty good. All right. So, of course, that was a bad way to end it. I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat it. That was not a good game at all from Boston. But let's take a listen to see what the people outside the TD Garden said yesterday.
Is it okay to use this for the radio?
You can definitely, for sure. I love 98.5 The Sports Center.
All right, great. You must be really disappointed tonight's game.
I am disappointed, very disappointed. I think we should get rid of Tatum and get a better piece.
Oh, you want you're
out. I want
out.
Tatum out of here. Brown and Smart, very consistent. But the thing is, Tatum, we don't know if he's going to show up every night.
Game was this guy
at? Is he confusing the two?
Somebody punch him in the face before he came out? What just happened?
Yeah, I just think that...
Oh, my God.
Sometimes people are so upset that words just fly out of their mouth and names.
Perhaps he was late arriving to the game. He didn't see the ankle.
Oh, yeah.
All right, great. You must be really disappointed tonight's game.
I am disappointed, very disappointed. I think we should get rid of Tatum and get a better piece.
Oh, you want you're
I want
out.
Tatum out of here. Brown and Smart, very consistent. But the thing is, Tatum, we don't know if he's going to show up every night. He's going to ask for over half a billion dollars next year. It's not worth it. I think we should get rid of Tatum and enjoy ourselves.
Do you think that guy's Mazda goes really fast?
No, his Mazda is terrible.
Sudden Vin Diesel shows up.
That's the thing. There was a car that was near me this weekend, and it was like so loud, it almost sounded like it had a lawnmower engine, but he was trying to show off. No. And I'm like, hasn't it switched that the sign of like an awesome fast car is how little noise it makes? Aren't all of these like super fast cars?
How can you draw attention to yourself if it's not making noise? You need people to see your Honda Civic.
Now, did he have a nice CD hanging from the rearview mirror by any chance? That's to take the radar detectors away.
Oh, is that and that works every time, right? That is
how they used to do it back in 1998.
I can tell you that does not work.
Oh, John was a lawbreaker back in the day.
I can tell you. $1 billion next year, it's not worth it. I think we should get rid of Tatum and enjoy ourselves.
Do you think that guy's Mazda goes really fast?
No, his Mazda's terrible. Mazda's terrible.
Even though he had a busted ankle, we don't really know what the injury was, but he got that in the first quarter.
My deal is we only have one game seven, and he needs to show up for it.
So you guys are team Brown over Tatum.
I think 100%. I would pay Brown before Tatum.
He's been more consistent over the last, you know, couple years over in general, but, all right, you know.
So
Derek Smart. I'm Derek. Team Derek Smart. Watch him play.
Derek White.
Derek White.
Cheers, buddy.
Even his friends.
Derek White, yeah, for dumbass. Somebody said Brown and Smart are very consistent at missing threes and turning the ball over.
Yeah.
They said that's officially the drunkest statement ever made on the Drunken Recaps.
You spent all that money to not pay attention to what's going on.
Someone said that guy is mad that Tatum might get over a half million or
half a billion.
Half a billion? Isn't that the minimum? Yes. Half a billion is indeed the minimum for an NBA player.
So
Derek Smart. I'm Derek. Team Derek Smart. Watch him play.
Derek White. Shut the
up. Derek White. How much did you pay for a ticket tonight?
To get in, $44. Yeah. But we didn't go, like, to the...
No, we didn't go to the bar.
All right.
40.
There was a cover charge?
A $44 cover charge?
Wow. I think the guy at Sully's just said, you dudes, all right, you're going to have to pay me to get in.
Yeah, how much do you have on you?
I'm not letting you in unless you pay me.
Hanging out on Porter Street.
Okay. Who's got a $44 cover charge?
That's great.
To get in, $44. But we didn't go, like, to the...
No, we didn't go to the bar.
We
didn't get in. We didn't watch that.
I say we keep the core together. We ship Tatum out to overseas, get a pick or two, or a nice complimentary pick. That's all we need.
All right. Give me a prediction on the Red Sox this season.
I don't watch baseball.
So are we trading Tatum to China, Greece, Israel?
We're going to send him to Barcelona for a second-round pick.
That's right.
Yeah.
Trade him overseas. And get something for Derek Smart while you're at it.
In a Mr. Baseball situation.
I do like that.
Another good call with Tom Selleck. That's God. Really impressive, Brian.
That is
a date to that movie.
You
Mr.
did?
Baseball? In high school, yeah.
Wow.
We were supposed to go see like Singles or something like that, but it was sold out. So.
Dude, first date. Singles.
Yeah.
That was the one. So
it was Tom Selleck and the guy who played Pedro Serrano, right? He was out there.
Yeah.
He was the player on the team when he showed up.
Yeah.
And Dennis Selleck falls in love with the manager's daughter, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
All right. See? Every once in a while something sticks. There you go. That's two of them.
Bobby Valentine cameo in that movie.
That would have been fantastic. All right, let's go out to the streets again.
Is it okay to use this for the radio?
Of course.
What's going through your mind?
Tatum didn't deliver. The critics might be right about him. He may be a choke artist.
Even though he might have had a busted ankle during this game?
A busted ankle, is that confirmed?
I don't know, but he felt pretty weird, and he was favoring it during the... They were showing shots on TV and whatnot.
Listen, I've broken ribs, I've collapsed lungs, rollerblading in a competition, and I got up and I did the trick and I won that competition.
How did Nick land Tony Hawk for this interview?
I mean, if that isn't the definition of... that's I'm a soccer coach, all right? That is when we're talking about football or something. Goes, listen, guys, I'm a soccer coach. Okay,
yeah.
It might not be the same sport, but the same amount of toughness.
You know, back when I was seven, I was in the 3-legged race at the county fair. Man, I twisted my ankle, but did that stop me? No,
Nick, I'm not telling you how to do your job, and I think you did a great job with it. But at that moment, all I'm doing is asking him about rollerblading competitions. Now, how short are the shorts you wear at rollerblading competitions? Do you shoot the, what is it called? Do you shoot the duck? Isn't that what
that's called? Shoot the duck. Yeah.
Do you shoot the duck? Can you only do it while listening to Kool and the Gang?
Where are there rollerblading competitions?
I'm going to pull out another movie. Is this like Airborne?
Airborne. That's right.
I love Mitchell Guzin, right?
Oh boy. Now you're into these weird ass movies.
Jack Black is in that movie.
I believe he is.
Jack Black is in that movie, and the end of it is them all rollerblading down the side of a big hill.
You see, I was more of a, I was
in
more of a,
Cincinnati, right?
That's where he moved, was like from. That was where he was. Oh no, he,
no,
was
he
from
moved
the
from
West
California
Coast
to Cincinnati. That's
brought
right. Brought the surfer attitude.
That's
to Cincinnati.
Right.
Is that okay? Rad was the movie where they went to the dance and danced on bikes, right? That was not...
Yes, no. That wasn't Airborne.
Okay, all right. Airborne was the rollerblade one.
Yes.
There was another...
Airborne.
What was also in that whole, like, trilogy? Thrashing was kind of around that time. Rad. Oh, there's a... What was the other rollerblading movie? Like, Solar Babies? It was basically, like, punk rock rollerbladers.
Solar Babies.
I think that's what it's called.
By the way, Seth Green, also in the movie Airborne.
Yes. I watched a lot of HBO.
He was the cousin that Mitchell Guzin moved in with.
Someone right? said, these are by far the absolute drunkest worst takes I've ever heard in this segment. Awesome job, Nick. Yes. People, they've lost their minds.
Listen, I've broken ribs, I've collapsed lungs, rollerblading in a competition.
Yeah.
And I got up and I did the trick and I won that competition.
Yeah. So you're essentially calling Jason Tatum a bitch.
Yeah, I am.
Says Short Shorts Magoo. What really was is a roller skating? Now is it done almost like ice dancing where they do it to music, or are they actually like jumping? I think it's probably just put on your best song by Casey and the Sunshine Band, and you get extra points for nuts a flopping. If for every nut we see, you get extra 10 points. You pull a John Ritter. I just love this guy's like, he's not tough. I've rollerbladed. I've fallen down. I got back up and I won that sumbitch. Oh, man. We're going to need a fart court soon.
I've broken ribs. I've collapsed lungs, rollerblading in a competition.
Yeah.
And I got up and I did the trick and I won that competition.
Yep.
Left nut showing. Get it up. Right nut showing. Shake them around. Shake the nuts.
Honest to God, I can see the disco ball now. This is you have to roller skate in the dark when you do this. With the disco ball in the middle. Short shorts.
Okay, if you had to go out and buy rollerblades, could you buy them right now? Like are they at like Dick's?
I would think so.
Sure. Okay, you're right. Oh, I guess if you're playing hockey, I guess that's the exception. But, I mean, when's the last time you saw a dude just going down the sidewalk that had nothing to do with either rollerblading?
Listen, I've broken ribs, I've collapsed lungs, rollerblading in a competition.
Yeah.
And I got up and I did the trick and I won that competition.
So it said if it wasn't the side of a hill in Airborne, it was the devil's backbone. That's right. Well,
I mean, this guy's on the level of Patrice Bergeron, playing through a collapsed lung.
There's no question, and looking good doing it. All right, we'll talk to the legend, Mike Gorman, when we get back, and get his assessment of everything that happened yesterday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You admit that they exist, like you know that they're there.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The clock hits triple zeros. The Miami Heat are back in the NBA Finals. And for the Celtics, a season of what-ifs fueled by a dominant start, a dominant finish, an unforgettable comeback in Game 7 to reach the Final Four, and a six-day march towards history, making everyone believe the impossible was in reach. That season of what-ifs now becomes a summer of what's next. The final score in Game 7, Miami 103, Boston 84.
At what point are you going to get tired of somebody celebrating on your home court? Mm. I'm just saying. At what point are you going to get tired of somebody hoisting a trophy, everybody hoo-riding in the locker room, Gatorade, water bottle shaking it? And when are you going to get tired of that? When are you going to get tired of that and be like, we're going to be on the winning side of that? And these fans deserve it. They wanted to see it. But from the jump, we were never able to get the fans involved. I just felt like they were a step behind on every single thing, offensively and defensively.
Back. was cool seeing Eddie House with Rajon Rondo and Paul Pierce yesterday. That was awesome to see. And
did you see Donnie Wahlberg? There has to be a Donnie Wahlberg shot. You see all the legends there, and you see Scalabrine with his arms around everyone, and there right in the middle of the photo is Donnie Wahlberg.
I don't know who's more bad luck at these games, Robert Kraft or me. Like, when Robert Kraft's there, they seem to lose, but, you know, the last two Game 7s I was at, one was for the Stanley Cup back against St. Louis, and then there was yesterday. They can't get a break, man. They can't get a break. No, I don't even think Wahlberg gets much of a pop anymore when they put him up on the screen.
It's Wahlberg.
I'm telling you, yesterday, the biggest pop was when they showed Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas is loved here.
I wish he had a chance to play in an NBA Finals game while he was here. That would have been unbelievable to watch him, because he deserved it. I mean, that team he took to the Eastern Conference Finals, I mean, he had the death of his sister, and he still kept playing. That guy was incredible while he was here.
Well, sure. I mean, he was the most entertaining player that the Celtics have had since they won their championship.
Yeah.
Ever since they were done, I mean, that stuff, as I was saying earlier, the stuff he did in the fourth quarter was
I wish he had that chance. It just didn't happen.
All right, so what happens now is you got to take a look at, I mean, the way that you do it whenever a season ends a disappointment. And by the way, don't get it twisted. This was disappointing. This was a team that had the path laid out for them. I mean, you had, the minute Giannis went down, Miami, take a look at their stats. You know what? I guarantee you somewhere, I think I saw them last night. Look at Miami's regular season stats for this season. Like, they were in the bottom half of almost everything.
Yeah, they were last in scoring. They were they're the first team ever to make the NBA Finals with a negative scoring differential.
Yeah.
Which means they gave up more points than they scored during the regular season.
That's going to work out so well for them.
But doesn't that say something to A, the coaching, the fact that two of their, best players, not two of their best players, but one of their best shooters, and a very good bench player. I know you and I disagree on Oladipo, but I think he's a serviceable bench player. But they had two guys that weren't even playing, yet they somehow found a way. They were able to will away to beat not only the 1 seed, but also the 2 seed in the East. And now you got an 8 seed who didn't even win the play-in game. You have an 8 seed in the NBA Finals. Now, I'll say this much. They're going to get their ass kicked. And I thought that the Celtics weren't going to beat Denver. I every series so far, I've said, well, the Celtics got it. Now, I did say Celtics in 7 against the Heat, but I was wrong about that. But I think that this is Denver's. Denver's going to just absolutely school.
What makes it twice as frustrating for me is if the Celtics had figured out a way to win last night, I think they would have given Denver. You and I disagree there. I think they would have given Denver a run for their money. They've handled Jokic better than you think. I'm not saying shut him down, but they've done as good, if not better, than just about any other team in the NBA in limiting him. So I think that they would have really, that would have been a great series. That series would have gone 6 or 7. But, yeah, I think Denver should take care of Miami pretty quickly. Looking at that Miami roster, there's a lot of work to be done in the offseason. They can't go back and run it back with these guys. The idea of getting career years from all of these guys again is ridiculous.
You see, I like this roster. I do.
The Celtics roster.
Are they flawed? You bet your ass they are.
The Celtics roster.
Yeah, Celtics roster. Okay. Are there games where, you know, Jaylen Brown completely goes missing, or he is a no-show like he was last night, or like fumbles the game away with 8 turnovers? Absolutely. But is he somebody that you want to trade for pennies on the dollar this offseason? I don't think so.
So, okay, but you believe also that Mazzulla saved his job by winning the 3 games in this series.
Now, there's 2 different things. Did he save his job? Yes. Should he still be the coach next season?
Well,
I don't think so.
So you just lost to an 8 seed who your team should run circles around. And you lost to them in the Eastern Conference Finals because your team didn't show up for 3 straight games.
Yeah.
And then you laid a turd on Game 7 on home court.
Yeah.
So if you're not going to change the coach and you're not going to trade Jaylen Brown, where's the culture change come from?
Dude, they're going to...
Because you need...
I'm with you.
You know, you've been playing that Malcolm Brogdon clip all morning, and it's absolutely true. This team used to be an effort team, and you got out-efforted by the Miami Heat in this series.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it essentially the same way I look at the Bruins' first round exit, right? The Florida Panthers, you had a more talented team than them. They out-efforted you throughout that whole
series. They were also an 8 seed at home.
Yes.
That you lost
in. And so, like, we know there are going to be massive changes in the Bruins one way or the other.
Yep.
But for the Celtics, you can't roll the same roster and the same coach back next year and expect it to be different because, you know, I've seen some tweets this morning about how, well, you know, the sting of this one will stay with them next year. They lost in NBA Finals last year. The sting from that should have carried them into
that
this
was
year.
The whole unfinished business that they kept talking about. And I'm with you. And I think it's two different questions. Whether Joe Mazzulla saved his job, I believe he did. I don't think they're going to get rid of him now. Whether he should be the coach of this team is a completely different question. Because I said it before, you need a coach that brings a culture of toughness, and they have none right
Tatum
now.
Tatum had some amazing performances in this postseason, but at what point does this team nut up? Not until they get to backs against the wall. And you did that three games in a row, but it started to fade in game six, and it didn't carry you through to game seven because it's really difficult to win four games in a row in the postseason.
Well,
you can't put yourself in that position.
Well, Ryan, think about the games where Tatum did his best. They're all elimination games. Yeah, in elimination games, other than last night where he was injured, he was excellent. Like, he was one of the best players, if not the best player on the court. But not every game is going to be an elimination game, and sometimes, even in an elimination game, crap happens, like yesterday. And you're going to possibly have some sort of situation where Jaylen Brown needs to be that guy because something happens to Jason Tatum. He screws up his ankle. And Jaylen Brown couldn't be that guy last night. And I just think that those first three games are so damning to the coach, but I think recency bias, and I think that it's just easier for this team, for ownership to go, you know what, we didn't do Mazzulla right. We need to put these assistant coaches around him who know what they're doing to help him out, and they're going to run it back.
They're
going to run it back.
They're going to have to run it back because they are in cap jail. I mean, this is the spending that they have made, all the trades that they have made, there's very little wiggle room to add anybody else.
I don't think it's the player thing.
What I'm saying is you're talking about the makeup of the team. There are two ways you could go through it. You could change the head coach. You could change the makeup of the roster. And I'm telling you that based on what I see here, and I've been trying to – no one really knows how the salary cap works. But based on what I'm reading – here, they're probably not going to bring back Grant Williams, not a shock. They could renounce a guy like Danilo Gallinari to give them a little bit of breathing room, but if you plan on re-signing Jaylen Brown, which I think they do, you're in so far into the luxury tax, the new tax apron for the new CBA, it goes round and round, but the bottom line is the Celtics are going to be cutting a massive check to Jaylen Brown and a massive check to the NBA for being over that second tax apron.
Then you need to make a coaching change.
Well,
you don't have a choice. Like, you have to. There has to be a significant change from what we just saw in this offseason.
I don't think it's going to be on this roster.
And if you can't do it on the roster because you're in cap jail, then it has to be a coaching change. Because I can't bring Mazzulla back with this group and expect a different result.
Unless you want to trade a guy like Jaylen Brown just for the number three overall pick, which I guess Portland is offering. I mean, that's one way to do it.
See, I don't know.
I wouldn't do that at all.
If I could look into the Magic 8-Ball, as Magic Johnson would say.
Shake it up.
If I could look into the future, I have a feeling that what they're going to do is they're going to have Mazzulla there, and they're going to bring in, you know, a couple of decent assistant coaches,
and then bring in his replacement to be his assistant.
Maybe, but
that's what's going to happen.
I also think there's going to be a stunt hire. I think there's going to be some sort of ex player, fairly recently an ex player, that's basically going to be their quote unquote fire under their ass.
Well, that's Evan Turner.
That's going to, well, I mean, they tried that a little while back.
That's Evan Turner.
That's going to, you know, try to placate the fans. Oh, now we got to fix now. We got it. All right. There's a guy who, you know, tells it like it is.
Higher scale. Eddie House, bring him in.
I'll tell you what, they could use a guy like Eddie House talking to him like Eddie House has been saying. When are you going to get sick of people winning on your court, popping champagne right there in front of you? When are you going to get sick of that? When are you going to say enough and show up like Game 7 means something? But I just got a feeling that you're going to see more of the same next season.
They are going to run it back. And the selling point to all of this is we've reached the Eastern Conference Finals 5 of the last 7 years with this team. It's not a ceiling thing. It's a learning thing. These guys just need to learn how to get over the top, and I'm sure there are stats out there. You've seen it with other duos. You know, Kobe Bryant fired up 7 air balls when he was younger, and look what happened to him. There are ways that you can try and sell this, but I agree with you. There aren't going to be many major changes. Joe Mazzulla will be back here with a different assortment of assistant coaches that have a lot of experience. Maybe you're right, Ryan. Maybe, and I keep bringing up Frank Vogel, but Vogel's not getting a head job anywhere, and he's got that relationship with Brad Stevens.
No one's getting excited about Frank Vogel.
I know that, but
none of those players are getting excited about Frank Vogel.
These are the moves that the Celtics are going to make. I understand excitement, not excitement. These are the moves that Celtics are going to make to give Joe Mazzulla a guy he can lean on in certain situations.
All right, we'll take your calls, 617-779-0985. But first,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Ryan Johnson's headline.
Dutcher and Rich.
They play bad basketball. They're so undisciplined and unfundamentally sound. They win games strictly on talent. You know, you can win a lot of games on just talent. But when you, against the zone, they just settle for jumpers. There's no ball body movement. Same thing I said at halftime.
Listen, they play what we refer to as hero ball. Game 7 excited. They wanted every play to be pretty, Kenny.
I've broken ribs, I've collapsed lungs, rollerblading in a competition,
yeah.
And I got up and I did the trick and I won that competition.
This sounds like the kind of song that got to be rollerblading too. Oh, I'm sorry, Dan, you have something to read for us?
Yeah, sorry. Touch and Rich Show is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more with FanDuel.
All right. I usually don't take people with, like, clever names. Like, I don't like when people say, hey, it's Dave in the Mazda or whatever.
Aztec Gino.
Oh, did we seem we avoided him last night.
Yeah, Aztec Gino. I don't think you want to be around Aztec Gino after the team gets bounced. I don't think that's a happy train ride. All right. Should I?
Take it.
All right.
You know my bet, Rich. I just said it to you in your headphones.
Hey, who's this?
Yo, what's up, brother? This is B the Flea from Foxborough. How are you this morning?
Okay, so with a name like B the Flea, I'm expecting you to be the world's greatest caller. So
Here we go, big guy.
All right, let's hear it.
I want to know what's up with Jaylen Brown taking the ball to the hoop every time and falling on the floor. I can't understand why the kid either tries to get too cute through the back, through the legs, what have you. And, you know, Tatum, I'm going to give him a pass, all right? He's hurt, whatever. But they should have took him out. You know, I've watched the Celtics for 25 years, and I can tell you, I'm kind of proud of them, what they did, but I'm so disappointed that they didn't beat them. They, like you said, 8 seed, they should have beat them. And these guys that are coming out of the woodwork hitting 3 points, we don't even know their friggin' name. First of all, I mean, I'm so upset. I don't know what, I mean, oh my, Horford couldn't even throw the ball into the ocean, okay? Marcus Smart, great defensive player, why is he lobbing up threes? I don't understand. Threes are unbelievable.
Be the Flea, you're making great points. Can you just finish this sentence? Jack and Jill went up the hill, each with a buck and a quarter.
And then Jill came down with 250. Whoa!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, Be the Flea.
You came through, Peter.
Oh, that's huge.
Rich, I owe you $10.
My God, that was awesome.
John, I said to Rich in his headphones, I go, $10 says this guy swears.
Oh! That was awesome. Oh!
Little boy blue, he needed the money. Oh!
Call of the morning, right there. All right. Far and away. And you had your doubts.
Let's go to Josh. Josh, will you be half as good as Be the Flea, my friend?
No, I won't. I don't know how I'm going to follow a call like that. But shout out to Be the Flea. thanks for taking the call, guys. I was at the game yesterday. I mean, watching, the biggest problems I had were some of Mazzulla's substitutions early in that game. You're taking out Derek White 4 minutes in, and you're putting in Malcolm Brogdon, who is a combined 1-for-10 in the series since his injury. Malcolm Brogdon shouldn't have been seeing the floor. He shouldn't have been playing. Part of it because he's injured. You know, it's nothing against him. I feel bad for him. But we're putting these guys in certain spots. You got Grant Williams coming into the game in the first quarter. Like, Jimmy Butler played the first 12 minutes, didn't sit. You know, it's Tatum got injured. That was unfortunate. You know, Jaylen Brown, the other issue I got with him is he seems miserable all the time. Before the game yesterday, when he's like, they're all dapping each other up going onto the court, he looked miserable. He didn't look excited. He didn't look like serious. He looked unhappy. And after the game, when they interviewed him, he said, oh yeah, most of the guys in the locker room, you know, are great, essentially. He said most. He didn't say the team or all. He said most. So I'm a little concerned about him. You know, eight turnovers is crazy to me.
It is weird.
Game seven, you're going to turn the ball over eight times. It's unbelievable.
And Josh, a good call, even though you're not quite as good as Be the Flea. But John, you seem to, when he mentioned Malcolm Brogdon coming in,
you got to see what you got. You must play him immediately to find out if you can play him again. And it was very evident you couldn't.
Yeah.
So he sat immediately. And Grant Williams, people were screaming for Grant Williams to play more. I mean, you needed to put these guys in the first quarter. That's nothing Joe Mazzulla hasn't done all season. When Grant Williams plays, he's a first quarter sub. So I have no trouble with the substitution patterns. You found out right away who could play and who couldn't play.
You were also up against, I mean, with Tatum getting hurt early, they sat him way earlier than they normally would have.
Yep.
Last
4 or 5 minutes of the first quarter.
Yeah.
But again, you look at what you have available to you, and short of putting Peyton Pritchard or Sam Hauser in the game, and I was sure they shouldn't have done that, which they didn't, you play Jason Tatum as long as you possibly can in a game seven like that. I don't care if he's hurt or not hurt. He can be a decoy and maybe take coverage away from another guy who might have an open shot. You play Tatum as long as you can, especially after sitting him. You play him until he says, Coach, I can't walk anymore.
Well, hang on. Stop. Listen, I don't even know if we need the breaking news sounder, but I'm getting a report that Aztec Geno was at the Mendon drive-in last night. Was it even at the game?
What the hell is that?
He flipped his tickets for the cash?
Now, if that's the case, then good on Aztec Geno. You're not as much of a maniac as I thought you'd be, because those tickets were going for a ton. But if he just said, I'm not going, I'm going to go watch this at the drive-in, then Aztec Geno, they needed you. You know what I think? I think they lost because you weren't there. That's what I think, Aztec Geno.
Okay.
Aztec Geno, not number one.
Okay. Explain to me why he wore his costume to the Mendon drive-in. I'm looking at a picture.
Would you know it was Aztec Geno if he didn't?
But I'm sure the Mendon people, the Edelmans didn't call him and say, hey, would you mind dressing up and coming out? We'll pay you. I don't think that happened.
They just said he got an appearance fee. And I'm like, yes, that would be for a concession
sure
stand hot dog.
Right. That's right. Aztec Geno. I'll take a sandwich.
Someone said Dice is actually playing the Cabot next week. Did I hear that?
Come on.
I wonder if he's good anymore. I wonder if Dice is good. Because
Dice wasn't good 20 years ago.
Right, because about 20 years ago, he made an album where it wasn't jokes. It was just him being, like, angry. It was just like, you ever seen some person who was annoying? Yeah, punch him in the head with a telephone. I'm talking one of those big ones that makes a noise. You hit the brains out, and it goes ring, ring, ring. I'm like, oh, my God, dude. I remember that was like a really strange album. Now, maybe, of course, he's going through a little bit of a hard time. Maybe he's funny again.
He is on tour, but I don't see any local dates.
Someone says the Aztec Jinx. It's kind of like in Lost. You had to keep typing in those numbers to keep everyone alive. Aztec Geno, if you were there, they would have won it. I don't know what I could say.
I'm looking at the Cabot tickets. I do not see Andrew Dice Clay. However, Daryl Hall will be there tomorrow night.
Oh, he's nothing.
Pauling Oates.
He's nothing without the mustachioed hero.
Oh, wait. There it is. June 9th.
And what's crazy is that John Oates is playing the Newport Folk Fest.
Right.
And you know what? I'm seeing Oates. You guys can go waste your time with that guy who stares at his feet dancing, Daryl Hall.
I take it back.
I'm all about Oates was the talent. Oates could clap better than anybody in private eyes. I mean, it's private eyes without the private eye. Watch.
That's right. Dice Clay, June 9th.
Who else is going to make the funny faces in the Rocking Around the Christmas Tree cover he made in that video? That would be him.
That's a good point.
Let's go to Sean the Flea. I'm sorry, Sean, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call there, gentlemen. I tell you, this, I don't know what to say about the Celtics. It's so discouraging that they do this, okay? They shot, 0 for 13 for three from the first, two quarters until they were actually able to hit one. They didn't need threes, but they don't listen, okay? The fact is, you could go to the paint and attack the paint. I don't care if the NBA is a three-ball thing. You could at least go to the basket and do that. They could have done it last night. And then Tatum getting hurt 30 seconds into the game told me, uh-oh, that was bad news right there with the fact that he got, hurt. But, I also forgot to mention this, too, when I called in, since your gentleman has taken calls. Where do the Celtics go from here? I mean, are they going to keep Jaylen Brown back? What help do they need? I mean, this was a very complicated team this year and a team that was up and down. And, again, that last night totally described the season. But what a sad and frustrating way to go out like that. Sean, and, with the Bruins and – but the Bruins and Celtics, what is it with you guys not winning in the spring playoffs? I don't get it.
It sucks into eight seeds and at home. I mean,
from Florida.
But the one thing I'll say about Tatum getting hurt was that this was a prime opportunity for Jaylen Brown to show you who he is. For Jaylen Brown to be the guy that steps up and is able to, and even if you think that he's playing injured, you can play. Because he's performed well even through his injury at times, but just not turning the ball over eight times. Dude, that is a killer. Any kind of momentum that you even tried to muster. At one point, what were they only down by? Was it six or was it eight? I forget. One point
they were down seven, and they had the ball.
And they
just second quarter.
And they couldn't get out of their own way. And that's the thing is that when you got a guy like Jaylen Brown, who's a second team All NBA, this is the type of situation that you're there for. Is if Tatum gets hurt, be the guy. And he couldn't be the guy last night. And they got a big decision they got to make for a lot of money. They could tie up this team for a while.
We're all in agreement, though. They're still gonna cut the check.
They're gonna run it back.
They're still gonna cut the check and then deal with the cap fallout after that.
So he said Oates never did nothing without Hall. Maybe you haven't listened to Oates' solo work. It's just him clapping.
Yeah.
It's just like Oates claps the hits.
And all the lights go on.
It's just right. And all the lights go on in the house. They all go off.
Yeah.
Don't you be knocking Oates. Oates was the talent in that band. All right. We have Chris Forsberg, who he has been putting in the hours. No question.
Was he out there afterwards last night? Was he surrounded by people?
I'm telling you, I went to the game, and I'm not one who likes to leave early. 6 minutes left, I'm like, I'm done. I got to get out of here. And I think that a lot of people did the same. And so I don't think there was anybody hanging out yesterday other than the people that Nick talked to, who obviously brought some pretty good takes.
Team Derek Smart.
I mean, obviously. Derek Smart is. I'm on his team as well.
It's not worth it. I think we should get rid of Tatum and enjoy ourselves.
Do you think that guy's Mazda goes really fast?
No, his Mazda's terrible.
That's what's hanging out in front of the TD Garden after a loss like last night. But Chris Forsberg, maybe he saw that sweet Mazda. Maybe that was him in the Mazda. I could see that. Lowering the shades as he took off. But we will talk to him. And I want to get his sense of what this team does now. Because really, that's what it's all about. Because we all agree in this room you can't run it back, but we also, I think, all agree that they're most likely going to run it back. So let's see what he has to say about that. We'll talk to him next.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Hit a homer with $5 Dinger Tuesdays on FanDuel Sportsbook. Each Tuesday, all customers will get $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit by both teams when you place a $25 to hit a home run wager on MLB games. And the best part about Dinger Tuesdays is even if your bet loses, FanDuel will pay you $5 for every home run. I'll tell you this, Rafael Devers, you're probably going to hit a ding-dong. There's no better place to bet America's pastime than on America's number one sportsbook. Head over to your FanDuel account or download the FanDuel Sportsbook app by going to FanDuel.com/Fred to pick your home run hitter. That's FanDuel.com/Fred.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
A clogged drain never happens at a good time. John Sewer and Drain Cleaning has a team of over 40 technicians on the road and offers same-day 24/7 service to help you with your drain emergency. John Sewer, on call since 1976. Visit johnsewer.com.
We get the job done.
It's always iced coffee season here in New England, so go ahead. Ice up all your favorite flavors from New England coffee. Shake up that morning coffee routine. Caramel macchiato through that 3 p.m. slump. Go hazelnuts on that bike ride along the Charles. Blend whatever your heart desires in that iced breakfast blend. Go iced with all your favorite flavors from New England coffee. Find your flavors at a retailer near you.
It's Ram season, which means it's time to serve with Ram 1500, Ram 3500, and Ram TRX. Hurry in now for great deals on the trucks that are built to serve. And right now, during Ram season, get 10% below MSRP on the purchase of 2023 Ram 1500 Laramie and Bighorn models equipped with a V6 engine. Not compatible with lease offers or any other consumer incentive offers. Contact dealer for details. Take retail delivery by 5/31/23.
Hey, hey you. Yeah, you. This is your career talking. I need a boost. I'm ready for better pay, a dynamic challenge, and a safe working environment. ARC Technologies, a Hexcel company, is the boost your career needs. ARC Technologies is a global leader in advanced composite manufacturing. If you're ready to boost your career, apply at Hexcel.com/careers. Positions start at over $20 an hour. Apply at Hexcel.com/careers. ARC Technologies, a Hexcel company where local community meets global opportunity.
Hexcel is an equal opportunity employer.
The effects of climate change are real, so choosing the right energy source for your home is more important than ever. The heating oil industry is committed to reaching net zero carbon emissions with clean, renewable bioheat blended with home heating oil. Bioheat is already being used by homeowners across Massachusetts. It requires no modifications to your heating system, it's safe, affordable, and provides warmth and comfort during the coldest temperatures. And it's having an immediate impact, helping our state meet its climate change goals. Learn more at mybioheat.com, brought to you by the Massachusetts Energy Marketers Association.
Warm weather, barbecue, and summer right around the corner. What could be better? How about finding some extra cash with the help of FindMassMoney.com? There's over $3 billion just waiting to be claimed, and some of it could be yours. 1 in 10 people have unclaimed property from things like forgotten bank accounts, stock certificates, payroll, refund checks, insurance proceeds, and more. FindMassMoney.com is free and easy to use, so check and see if you have money waiting to be claimed today. That's FindMassMoney.com.
The Smart Savings event is going on now at St. Cyr Pool and Spa, where we have been helping North Shore families create lifelong memories for over 50 years. I'm Jay Breuer, co-owner of St. Cyr, and right now you can save up to $1,000 on Dimension One spas or get 5 years interest-free financing, plus a free smart tub Wi-Fi monitoring system on select models. Visit our showroom and save up to $1,000 on your new hot tub or swim spa through 114 in Middleton. St. Cyr Pool and Spa, your local experts.
At Bridgewater State University, we know that you play an important role in helping your student choose a college. That's why we've created the BSU Family Hub, to help you help them. Discover what sets us apart at bridgew.edu/family.
Are drugs ruining your life? Local help is available right now. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL or visit adcare.com. AdCare, your recovery begins here.
This hour of Toucher and Rich brought to you by Valvoline. Summer road trips are around the corner. Visit NewEnglandOilChange.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.